Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of the Saches Bechoros, and we're up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hamafresh Pidyon Petach Hamar V'meis. If someone is mafresh a sheep for Pidyon Petach Hamar, and then the sheep dies before he ever gave it to the Kohen. Rabbi Lazar Mechayvim Bachariso Kechamish Slaim Shalbein. Rabbi Lazar says, you're chayiv to pay for it, and you have to give another sheep to the Kohen, just like if you have a firstborn son, and lo aleinu, the child dies before the Kohen ever gets the money, you have to do it anyway. You have to, if not the child dies, but if the money is lost, meaning you designated money for the Pidyon HaBen, and the money is lost before you ever gave it to a Kohen, so you got to find new money to give to the Kohen. So this should be no different. Meaning this is the Pidyon, and therefore you have to give a Pidyon to the Kohen. V'cham romim ein chayavim b'achriyus, okay, Pidyon ma'aseh sheni, and the Chum say, no, you're not chayiv in the achrayus, just like the owner doesn't have to be poda ma'aser sheni if it was lost before it made its way to Yerushalayim. Meaning, if you had ma'aser sheni money and it didn't make it all the way to Yerushalayim, so you lost the money, so you can't use it, but you don't have to exchange it for anything. Hey, Rabbi Shov, Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Shov, Rabbi Tzadok were meyid al pidyon petach hamar shemeis, that if the pidyon petach hamar died before it went to a kohen, she'in kan l'kohen klum, that the kohen doesn't get anything. Meaning, like the chacham said, that it has a din like ma'aser sheni meis petach hamar, if the Petach Hamar dies after you already pulled it for the sheep, but before you actually gave the sheep to the Kohen. So then Rabbi Lezer Omer, ye cover, bury the Petach Hamar, and the owner could get Hanah from the Tleh, meaning you don't have to give it to the Kohen, meaning as long as you still have it, then the Pidyon didn't really happen, and therefore, once the donkey is dead, you have no chiyuv of a pidyon, so you get to keep the sheep. The Chum say, no, you don't need to bury the donkey because it already had a pidyon, vatzla the kohen, and because it already had a pidyon, that's why the sheep has to go to the kohen. Mishnah Zayin, lo ratz liftoso. If the owner doesn't want to be poda it, or for bekofitz me'acharav, the other option is to do arifas hachamar, that you have to knock off its head from the back of the neck with a large knife, the kovra, and then you bury the dead body of that donkey. Mitzvahs pidya kodemus mitzvahs arifa. Better to do pidyon than to do arifa. Shnemar v'im lo sifte v'arafto. The pasuk says, if you don't do the pidyon, then v'arafto. So you see that whatever is mentioned, it says it's pretty clear that there's a lechatchila and a bediavad. Once we talk about mitzvahs this before mitzvahs that, mitzvahs yi'ido kodemus and mitzvahs pedia. The mitzvah of yiud is better than the mitzvah of pidyon. Meaning, we know the halacha is that a father can sell his daughter if she's under the age of 12 as a shivcha, as an ami ivriya, for 6 years or until she becomes 12, and if the new owner of this young lady marries her, that's called yiud. Or if she redeems herself by paying the amount of money that he paid for her services, deducting whatever work she already put in, she also goes free. So there is a mitzvah of yiud, and there's a mitzvah to let her free when she pays for herself. Which one is preferred? So mitzvah yiido kodem is mitzvah pedia. The master marrying her is a preferred mitzvah over pidyon. Shenemar asher lo ya'ada vehefta. That it says if lo ya'ada, then vehefta. Similarly, mitzvah yibum kodem mitzvah chalitza. Yibum is preferred over chalitza. Barishon l'shem miskavan l'shem mitzvah. At least that's the way it used to be when people would have kavan l'shem mitzvah when they did yibum. V'achshav shem miskavan l'shem mitzvah. Nowadays, that no one has kavan l'shem mitzvah and they're just doing it because of ulterior motives. They want the yerusha or whatever else. So mitzvahs chalitza kodemus mitzvahs yibum. So nowadays we flipped it, and mitzvahs chalitza is more preferred to mitzvahs yibum. Then the last which one comes before the other is if you have something that has kedushas bedik habayis, and so the halacha is you could either be poda it or sell it to someone else. The gizbar could sell it to somebody else. So whatever money you get is then used for bedik habayis. So what's better? Is it better to be poda it, the owner to be poda it, or the gizbar to sell it to somebody else? So mitzvahs geula ba'adon who kodim l'kol adam. Better for the original owner to be poda it, rather than having sold to somebody else. Shnemar v'lo yigael v'nim karber kecha, that if this animal is not yigael, if you don't have a gula ba'adon, then you sell it to somebody else. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, right, in Mishnah Vav, we had said that if a person is mafresh a pidyon peter chamar and it dies, so Reb Lezer says you have to replace it, just like if the pidyon, just like if the sheep dies, it's just like if you lost the 5 slayim you were supposed to give to the kohen. And the chamar say no, you're not responsible for it. Similar to Meiser Sheni, Rabbi Shor and Rabbi Tzadik said that in kan lekohen klum, they had an edus that the halacha was like the chachamim. If the peter chamar itself dies after you designated the animal, but before you gave it to the Kohen. So the question is that considered that the pidyon already happened? So Reb Lezer says, bury the peter chamor and you're allowed to get hanah from the tefillah because the pidyon did not yet happen. And the chum say the pidyon did already happen, and therefore you don't have to bury the carcass, but the tefillah goes to the Kohen. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if you don't want to do the pidyon, so then you do arifa sachamar. What's preferred? So pidyon is better than arifa. Once we're on the topic of what's better than what, so we said mitzvahs yiud for an ame ivriya is better than being poda, and mitzvahs yibum used to be better than chalitza, but nowadays if people aren't l'shem shamayim, chalitza is better than yibum. The mitzvah of geula ba'adon of an animal that has kedush bezik habayis is better than the gizbar selling it l'kal adam. Okay, Bezik Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis of Maseches Becharos.